Good morning. It is November 12, 2013. 11, 12, 13 is the date today. The time is 11:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this snow-covered Tuesday morning where I'm at here in the southern tier. I've already posted a few pictures of the snow. One of them was on a walk that I just finished here a little bit ago with Max. Another one was just a window shot from earlier this morning when I was doing my radio show every Tuesday there over on Mixcloud, the Tioga radio show, which is posted. But the two pictures, you can go to my Twitter feed. I'm at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter. But my thoughts and views of the new Audioboo 3 app that has been out for 24 hours now, right out of the box, I love it. The thing is freaking great. It's nice, clean design. Is fantastic. I think they did a good job as far as having that new side menu bar. It easily drive. You can drive to wherever you want to go within the app. I think a lot simpler than the Audioboo 2 app and Audioboo Classic. I don't know. I like the Audioboo Classic. That's always been a favorite of mine. Let's see. I do use the Classic on my three iPod Touches. But on my iPad mini that I'm doing this Audioboo on, I've only used the Audioboo 2 app, which is now going to be replaced with the Audioboo 3 app here. So, but on my iPod Touches, I have three of them. One is a version 4 iPod Touch with iOS 6.1.3. Out of the three, that's the only one that was looking for an update from iTunes, I guess, or Apple Store, wherever they have it. Apple Store. And my other two, they're old iPod Touches. One is 32 gig with iOS 5.1.1, and the other one is an 8 gig iPod Touch with 4.2.1. They can't be updated anymore as far as they reach their limit with the iOS for those particular iPod Touches. But the version 4 one is looking for one. I'm not going to update it. I'm going to keep my Audioboo Classic on my iPod Touches, and I probably will use the Classic now and then again. I'm not too hip about using the Audioboo 2 anymore now that I have Audioboo 3. And for the most part, I do most of my Audioboos on my iPad Touch. I have been listening to quite a few Audioboos since the release. And I would have to agree with a few people that have commented that the title before the username is a good update. And I have to agree, you know, because if you look at a book, the title is always before the author, unless you get one of those authors that they bold their name. I think Tom Clancy had some of his books like that. But I think that's a nice change there. I think over on the Audioboo 2, it was a user before the title, but the title was a little bit larger, I guess. And let's see, comments within the app, the ability to comment. I know that's always been a want. I don't really care. You know, if it was added, it would be a good plus. I usually do, and I always do my commenting via a browser when I'm onto Audioboo. It seems like I have a browser right here on my iPad mini I can use, or else if I'm at the PC here, or a computer, I can go ahead and make comments to the Audioboos. It gives me a chance to think and make comments. So I know that is something that a lot of people within the Audioboo community would like, so maybe down the road. But the new Audioboo 3 app overall, on a scale to 1 to 10, is definitely a 10. And I want to say thank you very much to the Audioboo team for providing it for us. I will enjoy using it now. I've enjoyed the previous apps, with the little things that have gone along with them and stuff like that, I guess, as far as wanting this and not being provided that. I think this is really a great design, and I want to say thank you. And you all have a good one. You all be fire safe, be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.